News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. U.S. officials have been told Israel is fully ready to launch an operation into Iran. Multiple sources told CBS News the U.S. anticipates Iran could retaliate. And that's why the State Department advised non-essential personnel and family members at embassies in Baghdad and Bahrain to leave the region. President Trump addressed the order.
They are being moved out because it could be a dangerous place, and we'll see what happens. But they are being, we've given notice to move out. We'll see what happens.
Trump said he would not allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. Talks with Iran seem to be stalled. The president says the U.S. and China have reached a trade deal, as Olivia Rinaldi reports.
And basically, it's the framework of what we saw come out of Geneva last month. But the difference in this is they said they had some negativity they needed to sort out. What was that negativity? Well, it was U.S. access to rare earth minerals and magnets. Yep, magnets. Not the magnets that go in your fridge, but the magnets that you need in your cars, the magnets that you need to build, certain things in the defense sector as well.
Trump said China would make it easier for the U.S. to obtain the magnets and rare earth minerals. Los Angeles appears relatively calm as its second night under curfew stretches on. KNX Radio's Pete DeMatteo is there watching the protesters.
They've been bleeding off as the time goes on. Curfew hit, and what was 250 to 300 people is now maybe about 100. And even now, some people there are taking a look at things, and they're beginning to drift off to the north and south, getting out of the area, because they know the police are there, and eventually they're going to take action.
Meanwhile, demonstrators return to lower Manhattan, but it's not like it was Tuesday night, as CBS News New York's Ali Bauman reported.
Officers out here are putting out barricades. Many are wearing helmets and shields. Thousands came out here for what started as a peaceful protest, but then soon devolved into a tense and at times violent scene. The deputy mayor for public safety told me the NYPD has these demonstrations under control.
We do not need the National Guards. We do not need the Marines.
Deputy Mayor Kaz Daughtry says the NYPD's 30,000 members are the best equipped to handle any protests in New York City.
President Trump is expected to sign a resolution Thursday aimed at blocking California's ability to phase out the sale of new gas-powered cars. CBS News climate reporter Tracy Wolf has more.
California had requested special waivers under the Biden administration to reduce the number of gas-powered cars sold in the state. But earlier this spring, Congress voted to revoke those waivers over the objection of the Senate parliamentarian and the Government Accountability Office, which said Congress didn't have such authority.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
McDonald's is taking a hit on Wall Street, partly because popular weight loss drugs are reducing their profits along with people's waistlines. Here's Allison Keys.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. This joyous tune could quickly change to this. For McDonald's and other restaurants, that's according to analysts at Redburn Atlantic, who say weight loss drugs like Ozempic reduce the appetite of users and limit the number of calories they consume each day. So far, just 6% of adults use the drugs, but Redburn says they could have serious implications for the restaurant industry. Allison Keys, CBS News.
The head of FEMA's National Response Coordination Center, which is the nerve center for FEMA during actual emergencies, submitted his resignation letter Wednesday and will leave in 2 weeks. Jeremy Greenberg's departure comes less than 2 weeks into the hurricane season and in the middle of a major leadership exodus at the nation's disaster response and recovery agency. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, some showers and thunderstorms, light northeast winds, and morning lows in the upper 50s. On Thursday, a few showers, otherwise partly sunny in mid-60s. Showers and storms coming our way Thursday night. Currently 71 degrees.
Oh, Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunshiny day, it's gonna be bright. 98 years, your home for local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Summer.
It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at WoundedWarriorProject.org/possible.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Come on, come on.
Well, it feels so good.
And whatever comes our way. Lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and what's in, exploding to space. Like a true nature's child, we were born.
Yeah.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Wait and see. You
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire, yeah.
Thinking
kind of man that don't make me feel this way. Come on over here, love me. You know what I want to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to who a heart that's true.
Sunset strip in L.A. And they got
big
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Jeremy Greenberg, head of FEMA's National Response Coordination Center, is quitting. More from correspondent Nicole Skanga.
The National Response Coordination Center is the nerve center for FEMA during major emergencies. Among his many responsibilities, Greenberg oversaw and approved mission assignments to the Pentagon and was responsible for deploying FEMA's 28 urban search and rescue teams.
With U.S. officials telling CBS News Israel is fully ready to launch an operation into Iran, CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports the Trump administration is drawing down some embassy staff.
Non-essential personnel in places like Baghdad, Bahrain, and Kuwait are being ordered to depart. Defense Secretary Hegseth has also authorized the voluntary departure of military dependents from locations around the region. The U.S. Central Command says it's monitoring tension in the region. The U.S. talks with Iran on its nuclear program have hit an impasse, and it's not clear if they'll even continue.
Protests against immigration raids are continuing in Seattle with fires burning on streets. Down the coast, Los Angeles is quieter under a second overnight curfew. KNX Radio's Pete Demetrio is keeping an eye on it.
You have one contingent of California National Guard at the federal building on Los Angeles Street, and the other is located in West Los Angeles in Westwood at the Westwood Federal Building. Those are the two places the guard is assigned. They're in other areas as well, but not here in downtown L.A.
CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez tells us the U.S. has cut a deal to send a small number of migrant deportees.